third peg of my Tishayna Mishnah Tal, we continue the halachas of exchanges between a person who has money of my Tishayna and another person who has payrus. Payrus v'Yerushalayim, now we have opposite situation, that the person already brought his fruit into Yerushalayim, u'moyiz b'Medina, and another person has my Tishayna money, which is outside of Yerushalayim, and he wants to use the money he has. He wants to redeem the money he has outside of Yerushalayim and the payers that are in Yerushalayim. So, he's allowed to be mechal his money on the payers that are in Yerushalayim, even though he's out of Yerushalayim. You know, they both don't have to be in the same place. As long as there's known payers that he will redeem his Ma'aseh Sheni money on, then that's all right. And now he has money that he can use for any type of use. And the payers that are in Yerushalayim will have Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni. Moiz Yerushalayim and Peretz Medina, what about the other way around? That person already brought his money to Yerushalayim and the food did not come into Yerushalayim. It's a chiddush that he could be mechalel his money on payers that are outside of Yerushalayim. Even though generally you saw it goes the other way around. If you have Ma'aseh Sheni out of Yerushalayim, you can only be mechalel and out the money. You shouldn't be mechalel money on the payers out of Yerushalayim. But since this money already is in Yerushalayim, it says that you can't make this pigeon. As long as you bring up these payers to Yerushalayim, it's alright.